May Sinclair, an introduction. Mary Amelia Sinclair was born on the 24th of August, 1863, in Rockferry, Cheshire. Her father was a Liverpool shipowner who, after being made bankrupt, became an alcoholic and died whilst May was still a child. The family then moved to Ilford, just outside London, and after a solitary year of education, May was required to stay home and help look after her older brothers, four of whom were suffering from fatal congenital heart disease. Despite this difficult start, May was determined to pursue a literary career. From 1896, May wrote professionally to support herself and her mother. By the turn of the century, she was producing not only poetry volumes, but short stories, novels, and some non-fiction. She was an active feminist and supporter of the suffrage movement. Her literary talents helped to shred ideas that the suffragists were driven by sexual frustration because of the shortage of men. Her 1913 novel, The Combined Maze, the story of a London clerk and the two women he loves, was highly praised by many, including George Orwell, while Agatha Christie considered it one of the greatest English novels of its time. In 1914, she volunteered to join the Munro Ambulance Corps on the Western Front in Flanders. Although her time there was short-lived, the experience was later reflected in both prose and poetry. She published several poetry volumes, as well as writing early criticism on imagism and several poets of the movement. Her novels were now also influenced by modernist techniques, and her supernatural short stories are increasingly seen as valuable additions to the genre. From the late 1920s, she suffered from the onset of Parkinson's disease, and her writing career was effectively over. May Sinclair died on the 14th of November 1946. She was 83 and buried at St John at Hampstead's Churchyard, London.
Lena Race by May Sinclair. She arranged herself there on that divan, and I knew she'd come to tell me all about it. It was wonderful how, at 47, she could still give that effect of triumph and excess, of something rich and ruinous and beautiful spread out on the brocades. The attitude showed me that her affair with Norman Hippisley was prospering. Otherwise, she couldn't have afforded the extravagance of it. "I know what you want," I said. "You want me to congratulate you."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?